From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. As rescue and recovery from Hurricane Harvey continues in the southeastern region of the U.S. state of Texas, White House assures storm victims that it is not going anywhere and that money will be there to help them. Vice President Mike Pence visited Texas, where he promised the Trump administration would seek funding from Congress for the people affected by Harvey.
When Congress reconvenes next week, the president will be calling on our nation's lawmakers, including all of those gathered here, to take immediate action to pass additional funding for federal disaster assistance for families and businesses affected by this storm.
The storm-related death toll is at least 37, with hundreds of thousands of people displaced. Monsoons have flooded parts of India this week, adding to the death toll of a season that has killed more than 1,200 across South Asia. Correspondent Anjana Pasricha in New Delhi.
Bangladesh, Nepal, and the eastern region of India, this is really in the Himalayan foothills, are suffering some of their worst flooding. This has triggered heavy monsoon rains and overflowing rivers that cascade down to the plains from the Himalayas. From reports that we have, about a third of Nepal is submerged. Huge areas of Bangladesh are inundated, and three states in India in the northeast and east are also witnessing flood havoc.
Monsoon season, which began in June, has affected more than 40 million people. United States is requiring Russia to close its consulate in San Francisco and two annex buildings located in Washington, D.C. and New York City. Action by Washington was a move Moscow greeted with regret, as relations between the nuclear-armed powers took another dive. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis says he has signed orders to deploy an additional American troops to Afghanistan beyond the 11,000 currently serving there. He says the additional troops would mostly advise and enable the Afghan forces to fight more efficiently against the Taliban and more than a dozen terror groups in Afghanistan. Secretary said he would provide the public with more information once he had completed the orders and notified Congress next week of the military's next steps. Iraq's prime minister has declared victory over the Islamic State in the city of Tal Afar and the entire province of Nineveh. While the fight for Tal Afar was swift, U.S. Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend, the commander of coalition forces fighting the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, says the coalition was planning for tough fights still ahead, especially in the Middle Eastern Euphrates River Valley. Former leftist rebels in Colombia have chosen a familiar-sounding, if not polarizing, acronym for their fledgling political movement. BARC is what they're calling it. VOA Steve Miller has more.
900 members of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia voted overwhelmingly to change the group's name to the Alternative Communal Revolutionary Forces, scrubbing any reference to its armed past. Since both names in Spanish carry the acronym FARC, its common use name will remain unchanged. The decision came as part of a week-long Congress in which the rebels are mapping out their future political strategy after having laid down their weapons as part of a historic peace deal. Under the terms of the deal signed last year, ex-combatants are guaranteed 10 seats in Congress and the same funding the state provides to the nation's 13 other political parties. A poll released in August found that fewer than 10% of Colombians said they had total confidence in the rebels as a political party. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Foreigners who were denied entry to the United States as a result of President Trump's travel ban will now receive help from the government to reapply for visas under a lawsuit settlement that's been reached. Mr. Trump signed an executive order within a week of taking office that banned people from Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen from entering the U.S. The order sparked widespread protest in the U.S. and abroad. The move also set off a series of legal challenges, one of those brought by two Iraqis who had worked for the U.S. in Iraq, and that was settled on Thursday. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.